Well, I'd like to invite you to read along with me today in the reading lesson and ask you to turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, beginning with verse 30. Mark, chapter 6, beginning with the 30th verse. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they did eat. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And I will stop my reading there, having read in Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44 for a scripture lesson. And the thought that the Lord has placed upon my heart, I want to try to convey to you today by using these words for a title. What they needed, they already had. What they needed was already there among them. Now, the disciples, they obviously didn't feel that way about it. When they realized, and you know, I remember one time when our youngest son, Jeremy, in his senior year of high school, Jeremy was on the football team, and the parents would take turns through the season after the boys had had their practice of feeding them. And so one time, my wife and I, we fed the football team. We made a lot of food, and the boys came over, and we just had tables out in the backyard, and they sat out there. I don't remember how many there were, quite a few. But they sit out there and eat, and they went through a lot of food. Well, you know, they didn't have nearly 5,000 plus on the football team. There was a lot of people here in these scriptures that I read about. There was a lot of people here to be fed. There was, it says there were about 5,000 men. And so, you know, we know that this was not a crowd. It's not an average crowd like what we may even think about here today. This was a large, large crowd of people to be fed. And the Lord's disciples, they had seen, and I don't know, you know, at this point what all they had seen, but I do know that by this time, the things that we have read about here in these scriptures today, by the time that the Lord Jesus performed this miracle, they had already seen him do miracles prior to this. They already knew that the Lord could do miraculous things. But when they looked at this crowd of people, all they could think about was, well, we don't have enough. And I really believe that the way that the disciples were then, that we're still very much like they are today. You know, too often we think, we get this mindset that we don't have enough rather than just giving to the Lord what we have and let him work his power among us. I believe, you know, when I think about this type of subject, one of the most interesting things to me about this is what the Lord did with Gideon and his army. If you read in the book of Judges, about the 6th and 7th chapter of Judges, when Israel was getting ready to do battle with the Midianites, and the Lord came to Jerubbaal, or Gideon, and he said, he didn't say, Gideon, you don't have enough people to go fight the Midianites. He said, you've got too many people. Now that's not generally the way that we seem to think. But the Lord said, you've got too many people for me to use to deliver the Midianites into your hands. And essentially what God was saying, and I believe if you go back and read that, you're going to reach the same conclusion. What God was saying was, if I allow you to use this many people in that battle against the Midianites, then you're just going to puff yourself up and you're going to say that we won because we had a big army. And I'm not going to get the honor and the glory out of it that I deserve. And so he told Gideon that, you know, we've got to decrease the number of men that you have. And I believe the first, when he began to cut back, I believe first there was 22,000 perhaps that left, but that left, still left 10,000 people. And so God said, well, this is still too many people. And so I'm not going to go into the method that he used. You can read about, you know, him picking out the ones that lapped the water like a dog and all that. But when he cut the number down to 300 people, God was satisfied with that. And he said, this is the number I will use to deliver the Midianites into your hands. And God, you know, knew and knowing that way, that he would get the glory that he deserved. That when they saw that, when they saw what happened with their conquest over the Midianites and only using 300 men, that they would have to be able to say, surely the Lord delivered them into our hands. And I certainly believe that we have the same example here. Now, the money that they had, the 200 pennyworth, In our day and age, would be a little bit under $30. I think they probably, this 200 pennyworth, they probably had somewhere around $27, $28 in their possession. And the question was asked, you know, to Jesus when they were told to feed these people. They said, well, you know, should we go into the, you know, the towns, and should we buy 200 pennyworth of bread? And if you read the way that this account is given in the Gospel of John, in the 6th chapter of John, you'll find that Philip made the statement that he still didn't believe that even if they did that, that that would nearly be enough food to feed the multitude that was here, the thousands of people that were gathered here, even if they went. And, you know, I believe that essentially what they're saying, I believe that 200 penny worth is actually what they had in their purse, what they had in their possession. I'm going to tell you something I saw one time. I saw a church one time. I was moderating the business meeting. I saw a church one time who had a member in great need. And one of the brethren in that church, he stood up in that business meeting and he made a motion. And he said, I make a motion that we give this brother everything that we have. That we empty our treasury and give him everything that we have. And the motion got a second and passed unanimously, and they did it. And you know what? That church never missed a beat. They never had a time when they couldn't pay their bills. I'm telling you, when we lean on God, He takes care of it. God takes care of it, and we need to operate by faith, do we not? I mean, we need to do the things we do in the Lord's church. We need to do them by faith. And we need to be careful not to ever do things in a way that we will rob God of His glory when we do them. I believe Jesus gave us a great teaching here. Now, the Lord asked them, well, how much do you have? You go find out. Go check your provisions and go find out how much you have, and as soon as you know, let me know. And what they reported back was that they had the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Now, I assure you that, you know, there could be all kinds of things that could be thought of, and all kinds of assessments could be made of this, but I assure you that they had 2 fish. They didn't have 2 whales. They didn't have 5,000-pound whales. They had 2 fish. They had 2 of the fish that they were, you know, that they commonly caught in the day that they fished there. And so they came back and they reported to him that they had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now listen, it really didn't make any difference if they would have had 3 loaves and 1 fish. Or 1 loaf and 1/2 a fish, it really didn't make any difference because Jesus was going to make up the difference. Jesus was going to take whatever it was that they had and He was going to multiply it just like God did there in Zarephath in the days of Elijah when He sent Elijah to the widow woman's house there to sustain his life. And he got there and he found out that all she had was enough meal in the barrel and enough oil in the cruse to make 1 last meal for her and her son. But Elijah said, well, make me a cake first. And God blessed what she had and increased it to where they did not starve. They had enough until the rain began to come again. And the land began to give its produce. That's the power of God. So the number that they had here was really insignificant. Because, and I want you to think about this, when I gave you the words that I used for a title here, what they needed, they already had. It wasn't the amount of bread that they had. It wasn't the amount of fish. It didn't make any difference if it was a little bit or if it was a lot. What they had among them was Jesus. I mean, that's what they need. And folks, today, that's what you and I need. We need the power of the Lord among us. And without that, nothing else is sufficient, regardless of how much that it is or how little that it might be. Nothing is sufficient for us without the power of the Lord with us. I'll tell you what, if God does not get glory among His people, then nothing really matters. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And everything that we do, everything that we undertake needs to be focused on that. That needs to be our mindset of how can we approach this in the way that God will be honored in this and glorified in this and work His power among us as His people. Now, the disciples, like I said, and it really wasn't, their remedy wasn't actually to go and get 200 penny worth of bread. Because like I said, you can see a clarification on that in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. Even at that, they didn't believe that what they had buying power for would be enough. What their plan really was to have Jesus send these people away. Send them away and let them go into the towns. And so here's the situation that we really have. Here are the Lord's disciples. Here's Jesus among them, the man that they know can work great miracles, the man that they know that can do things that just astound them. And yet when they have people, when they see this multitude of people that are hungry and the miracle worker with them, their idea is to send these people away from Jesus. Well, that's not right, is it? They had, listen, I don't know how far away the villages were. I know the Bible says they were in a desert place. I don't know how far away, didn't really try to research that. I don't know how far away that these villages were for them where they thought that they might go and get bread. But I'll tell you what, they were better off there with Jesus than any situation that they could have found themselves in. They had a better opportunity to be fed there if they just looked to Jesus and what He was able to do than if they went into the richest towns that there may have been, because Jesus, I'll tell you what, He can give us what nobody else can give us. I want to tell you this today, if you're here today and you're lost, that we don't have any desire to send you anyplace else. We don't have any desire to send you to anyone else. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, that have been saved, we know who it was that spoke peace to our soul. We know who it was that gave to us eternal life. And I don't have any desire today to preach to you anybody other than Jesus. I have no desire today to set before you any other way to eternal life than except through the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and His resurrection on the third day. Jesus is all that you need. He's all that you need for a home in heaven when this life comes to an end. But I'll tell you what, until He fills your hungry soul, until He quenches your spiritual thirst, you're going to have it. And you're not going to be able to go into the villages. You're not going to be able to go out into the world and find what will fill you until you come to Jesus. You think about this. Think about how this turned out. Think about those people thinking, well, think about the disciples. Wonder how they felt when it was all said and done. When they looked at the end conclusion of the matter. And they said, you know, it was our idea. we just thought it would be best to have the Lord send these people away to go into the villages and to see if they could find something to eat. But he just said, no, that's not necessary. He had them sit down there on the grass, thousands of people. And he said, bring me what you got. If that's what you got, if you got two fishes and you got five loaves, just bring me what you got. Jesus took that little bit of bread and those two fish. He lifted his eyes toward his heavenly Father, and he asked God's blessings upon that, and he fed the hungry multitudes with it. He fed them. When they were finished eating, he said, now take up what's left over. Take up what's left over. I'll tell you what, you know what the Bible tells me about the Lord? Listen, lost friend, I hope that you'll take comfort in this, and I hope you'll seek the Lord because of it, because Jesus has plenty of grace and plenty of mercy. He's got enough salvation for the multitudes. He's got enough for the whole world. He made a way of salvation that can provide salvation to everyone that will come to him and seek him for the salvation of their soul. And the woman that we read about in the ninth chapter of Matthew and in the fifth chapter of Mark, the woman with the issue of blood, she found out that when she came to Jesus, that he was all that she needed. She had been everywhere else. You know, she had been to all of the doctors and had spent all of her living on them and was not better, but was growing worse. She said, if I could just come to Jesus, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. And when she did, when she reached out, and when she touched him in faith, she found out that that was all that she needed to supply her need and to give her healing and to help her to get well from her infirmity, that the Lord and his touch was all that she needed. What about those two blind men that we read about in the 20th chapter of Matthew, when they heard that Jesus was going to be passing their way? They made sure that they found a place where they could call upon Jesus as he passed by. And when they did, he healed them and gave them their sight. What about Zacchaeus? A little short Zacchaeus, boy, he just had to be able to see Jesus. And so he climbed up in that tree so he could see Jesus when he passed by. And he found out that that was all that he needed. You know, I remember coming to the Lord with a broken heart. And he was all I needed. He had everything that I needed. And he filled me. You know, the Bible says when the Lord saves us, that he sheds his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. He don't give us a little bit of salvation, does he? He doesn't give us a little bit of love. He sheds his love abroad in our hearts when he saves us. If you're here today and you're lost, Jesus, friend, he's all that you need. Listen, as a church, if we'll really place our trust in the Lord, he's all we need. He'll see to it. He'll see to it that we progress. He will. The Lord loves his church, and he will take care of her, and he will be with her until the time that he'll be with her in this world, until the time that he calls her out of this world to be with him. Let's have a song. Let's reach out today to people who are lost and perishing. All you need for salvation is Jesus. He's all that you need. Let's stand and sing.